Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop gamecast, where contestants compete head-to-head, answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. DJ Kool. So without further ado, here's your host, Magic Most.
Yeah. It's your man, Magic Most. Give me a wiffle ball bat to the ball sack video, and I'm hip-hop's Bob Saget, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome also to our contestants today, Chris, a 43-year-old medical device engineer, and Damon, a 42-year-old editor. What's up, guys? How y'all feeling today?
What's up?
Were you guys up all night sweating, flipping through CDs, reading the Ego Trip book, or are you feeling confident in your OG rap knowledge?
I was definitely flipping through some old stuff.
All right, you get bonus points in my book just for being honest. How about you, Chris?
No, I slept like a baby.
Let's get to know you guys a little bit more. Chris, you're stranded in the DMV line for 5 hours with a fully charged Sony Walkman, but you can only bring one tape with you. Which do you choose and why?
So I'd have to go with Fuji's The Score. Not a bad song on that album.
Yeah, I agree. Every time I listen to that, it's beautiful. This is a tough question. If you had to permanently remove one song from that album, which song would you remove?
Ooh, probably No Woman, No Cry.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Second question just for you, Chris. Which rapper would play you in a movie about your life and why?
So there aren't a lot of Asian rappers out there, so the choice would have to be Jin from the Rough Riders, only because he looks so much like me.
All right, well, if Asian is the only criteria, why not Fresh Kid Ice, the Chinaman?
Fresh Kid Ice? Yeah, that's a good one. Two Live Crew, right?
Yeah, the Chinaman, a.k.a. Long Dick Chinese.
Yeah. Can I change my answer?
Last question for you, Chris. What's the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
So as you know, people with daughters, they get tired out really easily. So I went to bed at 8 p.m. last night.
Damon, same questions for you. You're stranded in the DMV line, 5 hours, fully charged Walkman. You can only bring one tape. What do you bring?
I'm going to have to go with Midnight Marauders.
Oh, yeah. Classic album. Every song.
Even the cover, man. Please. Don't even get me started.
Same question for you, though. If you had to omit one song from that classic album, I mean, what would you let go?
Gosh, it's that Steve Biko, maybe. I think maybe that one is it.
The intro to the album?
Yeah.
All right, man. We're going to send that to Ali Shaheed Muhammad. We'll see what he says.
All right, man. I know.
Which rapper would play you in a movie about your life and why?
All right. It would have to be the college dropout version of Kanye. Not this new crazy A, the college dropout version. But only because our lives kind of parallel. I was kind of artist. We're both only child. We're both the same exact age.
Last question for you. What's the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
I got to keep it 100. I just changed a diaper, fam. No rappers out here changing diapers.
I disagree with you, man. Ready to Die, Biggie, is diaper on that album cover.
Yeah, but he ain't changing it, though.
Hey, the album should have been called Ready to Diaper. All right, guys, let's get into the rules of the game. Each round, we'll be asking the same 7 trivia questions ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop, and you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass, and we'll come back to it after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind, time is a big factor here. After you feel like you've completed the round to the best of your ability, just yell stop and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving you both a chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion and $500! Dollar bill, y'all. Now, the loser today will have to spin our Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform a golden era hip-hop consequence that's ripped straight from the 90s that'll live on our Instagram page forever. Chris, you'll be first. That means, Damon, you're going into the booth, my man. This is the first round. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the seven you get correct in 60 seconds. Clock starts after I ask the first question. Here we go. Name the two rappers in Cypress Hill.
Be Real, Muggs.
Which group guest featured on Gangstar's The Wick?
Nice and Smooth.
In which group did Busta Rhymes begin his rap career?
Leaders of New School.
Name the artist who wrote the hit Pump It Hottie.
Redhead Kingpin.
What does the acronym for KRS-One's name stand for?
Knowledge reigns supreme over everyone.
On which native tongue posse cut did Fife Dawg make his rapping debut?
Pass.
From which movie was the chorus for 2 Live Crew's Me So Horny sampled?
It's a war movie. Pass.
On which native tongue posse cut did Fife Dawg make his rapping debut?
Buddy.
Time's up! Time! Chris, that's a pretty good job. You're almost a hip-hop brainiac. You got 4 out of 7 questions correct in that round. How are you feeling right now?
Feel pretty good.
Nice, nice, nice. All right, well, we're going to switch it up. Head into our booth as we bring out Damon. All right, my man Damon, you sweating in that booth enough?
Yes, sir.
You ready for this?
Yep.
All right, get your game face on. Here we go. You got 60 seconds after I read the first question.
Okay.
Here we go. Name the two rappers in Cypress Hill.
Be Real and Be Real and gosh, I can't think of his name. It's Pass.
Which group guest featured on Gangstar's The Wick?
Oh, fuck. I know exactly who it is. I just can't think of it right now. I'm going to pass.
In which group did Busta Rhymes begin his rap career?
Leaders of New School. I know that at least. Jeez, please.
Name the artist who wrote the hit Pump It Hottie.
Oh, pass. I have no idea.
What does the acronym for KRS-One's name stand for?
Please, I have no idea.
On which native tongue posse cut did Fife Dawg make his rapping debut?
I don't know. I don't know.
Time's up.
What was the first
time? Time's up, Damon. What are we doing? What are we doing here, man?
I'm sorry.
Damon, you only got 1 out of 7 questions correct. All right, let's bring Chris out. Here are the correct answers to the questions for the first round. The two rappers from Cypress Hill, that's Be Real and Send Dog. Nice and Smooth, guest feature on Gangstar's The Wick. Leaders of the New School is the group where Busta Rhymes began his rap career. And Redhead Kingpin wrote the hit Pump It Hottie. KRS-One's name stands for Knowledge Reigns Supreme over nearly everybody. You were so close to that one, Chris. And De La Soul's Buddy, that's the native tongue posse cut where Fife Dawg made his rapping debut. The movie that features the chorus from 2 Live Crew's Me So Horny, Full Metal Jacket.
Me So Horny.
After round one, Chris is in the lead with 400 points. Damon has 100 points. But I got faith in you, Damon. There's still a whole lot of head spin to play. Let's see if the lead changes in our second round, where questions are going to be worth 200 points.
Don't go anywhere. Head spin will be right back.
Hi, my name is Sun Doobie from the 90s hip-hop group Funk Dubious. You may know me from the hit single Bow Wow Wow or as the star in the hit movie Love Doctor. Speaking of doctors, I'm here to discuss a serious problem. CHDS, Classic Hip-Hop Deficiency Syndrome. If you find yourself calling your boss Little Homie or naming your pets after members of the Wu-Tang Clan, you may be suffering from this paralyzing disease. Well, there's good news. The doctors of Stupid Fly have developed a cure for CHDS called Fresh Era. Fresh Era is a guided audio tour into the lives of 90s hip-hop's biggest stars, including Chubb Rock, Fatlip of the Far Side, Grand Poobah, and me, Sun Doobie of Funk Dubious. Put down your baby gerbil, run to wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe to Fresh Era. Nobody should live in an adulthood coma. Fight classic hip-hop deficiency syndrome and get Stupid Fly.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, welcome back to Headspin. We got Chris and Damon battling it out today. Chris is in the lead with 400 points, and Damon is behind with 100 points. Today, they're playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. I'm all about my Fetty. The loser will have to spin the Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Now, don't be fooled by that lame name. The Wheel of Consequences is deadly serious. So let's get acquainted with the consequences on today's wheel with our announcer.
Today's Headspin consequences are gangster prankster. FaceTime your parents with an NWA face tattoo.
Got beef.
Freestyle rap your order at Fatburger.
Grin and bear it.
Listen to the Super Bowl shuffle 8 times in a row with no break.
Changing table.
Set up a table and a sign that reads Lil Pump is a better MC than Tupac.
Change my mind.
Jump square. Dress like Criss Cross on Hollywood Boulevard and jump to their hit song, Jump.
Sugar Hill Ranch.
Call a random person and recite Rapper's Delight as long as possible. Back to you, Magic Mo.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, gentlemen, this round our questions are worth 200 points, so either of you have the opportunity to take the lead. Damon, you'll be kicking off round 2. Chris, you'll be heading into our isolation booth. Okay, Damon, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 60 seconds starts after the first question. Here we go. Name the one-hit wonder who wished he was a little bit taller.
Ski-Lo.
On LL Cool J's Around the Way Girl, what kind of earrings did the record...
Bamboo.
Name the 3 original members of the Ghetto Boys.
Scarface, Bushwickville, and... God, what is this name? D's. Something D. Oh, my gosh. I'll pass.
Name the DJ and producer for the Alcoholics.
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. Pass.
Who founded Rap-A-Lot Records in 1987?
Jay Prince.
What was the full title of A Tribe Called Quest's debut album?
Oh my gosh. Go back to the passive.
What was the original group name of Black Eyed Peas when they were signed to Ruthless Records? Time. All right, Damon, you scored 600 points in the second round for a total of 700 points. How do you feel about this round?
Me?
Yeah, how do you feel?
I'm embarrassed. 100% embarrassed.
Embarrassment's what hip-hop is all about. All right, let's bring out Chris. Chris, the questions in this round are worth 200 points. You've got 60 seconds after I read the first question. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Name the one-hit wonder who wished he was a little bit taller.
Ski-Lo.
On LL Cool J's Around the Way Girl, what kind of earrings did he recommend women wear?
Bamboo earrings, at least 2 pair.
Name the 3 original members of the Ghetto Boys.
Scarface, Bushwick Bill, and Willie D.
Name the DJ and producer for the Alcoholics.
DJ Swift.
Who founded Rap-A-Lot Records in 1987?
Pass.
What was the full title of A Tribe Called Quest's debut album?
Beats and Rhymes, A Way of Life.
What was the original group name of Black Eyed Peas when they were signed to Ruthless Records?
At Pan Clan.
Who founded Rap-A-Lot Records in 1987?
Scarface.
Chris, you scored 800 points. What the hell is going through your mind right now?
I'm just in the zone, man. Don't front on Asians.
We're going to go ahead and bring out Damon. Okay, guys, here are the correct answers. The one-hit wonder who wished he was a little bit taller is Ski-Lo. LL Cool J's Around the Way Girl, they gotta wear bamboo earrings, at least two pair. The three original members of the Ghetto Boys are Scarface, Willie D, and Bushwick Bill. The DJ and the producer for the Alcoholics, that's E Swift.
I knew that. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that, but I know it. I knew.
Jay Prince, James Prince, was Rap-A-Lot Records' founder in 1987. A Tribe Called Quest debut album, that's a people's instinctive travels and paths of rhythm. The original group name of Black Eyed Peas when they were signed to Ruthless Records was At Band Clan. Round two is in the books. Damon has a total of 700 points. Chris has 1,200 points. Chris is currently in the lead, obviously, but it's still not over. Damon, you got some catching up to do, but you could do it. Round three is coming up, and the correct answers will be worth 300 points, giving each of you contestants a chance to take home our grand prize of $500 and bragging rights of being the hip-hop chief rocker brainiacs. Who will it be? Will it be Chris? Will it be Damon? Who will be forced to spin the dreaded headspin wheel of consequences? Find out when we come back.
After the break, it's the final round of Headspin, and one of our contestants will be spinning our Headspin Wheel of Consequences.
Hey, Chubb Rock here. Thanks for tuning in to Fresh Era. Did you know that the guys over at Stupid Fly are doing this strictly out of love for 90s hip-hop culture? They may make it sound easy, but tons of time and money was spent on creating, writing, mixing these episodes. If you like what you hear, please do me a favor. Go to stupid-fly.com and pick up some merch to show your support. Then follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Stupid Fly Media. Come and be part of our community of golden era gladiators. Once again, that's stupid-fly.com. Now head over there and treat them right.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Headspin. After two rounds, Chris is in the lead, having scored 1,200 points to Damon's 700 points. Oh, but it's not over. This round, each of you have the chance to win because the point values are tripled. Okay, fellas, Damon, you're going to be first. Chris, go ahead into the booth. Okay, Damon, no pressure. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to do this. Trust me. I'm coming back. I'm coming back like I'm down 3-1 in the playoffs. Let's go.
60 seconds will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. Name the DJ for Salt and Pepper.
Spinderella.
What was the name of the clothing brand started by Russell Simmons in 1992?
Fat Farm.
What was the title of Onyx's debut album released in 1993?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
What was the name of Bud Bundy's rap pseudonym in Married with Children?
I have no idea.
which affiliate of the Wu-Tang Clan was originally in the group but replaced by Method Man when he had to serve time in prison?
Capadonna?
What was the name of the group WC was in before he joined West Side Connection?
The Mad Circle.
What does the rapper OC's name stand for?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Damon, you scored 1,200 points. That means right now, you're in the lead. We're going to put you in the booth for now, and we're going to bring out Chris. All right, Chris, how are you feeling?
Feeling good.
All right, well, this is your chance to win. Correct answers are now worth 300 points. Here we go. Name the DJ for Salt and Pepper.
Spinderella.
What was the name of the clothing brand started by Russell Simmons in 1992?
FUBU.
What was the title of Onyx's debut album released in 1993?
Back the Fuck Up.
What was the name of Bud Bundy's rap pseudonym in Married with Children?
Grandmaster B.
Which affiliate of the Wu-Tang Clan was originally in the group but replaced by Method Man when he had to serve time in prison?
Pass.
What was the name of the group WC was in before he joined West Side Connection?
The Mad Circle.
What does the rapper OC's name stand for?
Pass.
Which affiliate of the Wu-Tang Clan was originally in the group but replaced by Method Man when he had to serve time in prison?
U-God.
What does the rapper OC's name stand for?
I have no idea. Stop.
Chris, you scored 1,200 points. Let's bring out Damon. Let's quickly go through these questions. Spinderella is the DJ for Salt and Pepper. The clothing brand started by Russell Simmons in 1992 was Fat Farm. Onyx's debut album released in 1993 was Back the Fuck Up.
Damn, I should have known that.
Bud Bundy's rap pseudonym in Married with Children, that's Grandmaster B. The Wu-Tang Clan affiliate that was originally in the group but replaced by Method Man because he served time in prison, that's Capadonna. The name of the group WC was in before he joined West Side Connection, you guys guessed it was Mad Circle. We also would have accepted Low Profile. The rapper OC's name, it stands for Omar Credle. That's his government name. All right, we're at the end of our game. Chris, you scored 1,200 points in that round for a total of 2,400 points for the win.
What?
Congratulations, Chris. You joined an elite class of golden era hip hop heads as head spin champion. In addition to winning our title, you'll be going home today with $500. Incredible, unbelievable. How do you feel?
Feel great. This money's just going to my wife and daughter.
All right, now here's the bad news, Damon. You will be spinning our head spin wheel of consequences. What 90s style consequence will you have to tackle in front of the whole world? Let's find out right now. Spin the wheel, Damon.
Head spin follow-up fun fact. Unbeknownst to most, David Faustino, who played Bud Bundy on TV's Married with Children, was a fixture in Los Angeles hip-hop culture, releasing an album under the moniker D-Lil, as well as hosting a hip-hop club called Ballistics from 1991 to 1993.
Oh my God, Damon, you landed on Jump Square. That means you got to dress like Criss Cross and jump to the entirety of Jump on Hollywood Boulevard. Are you ready for complete embarrassment?
No.
When you get home, your whole family is gonna like have karate chopped and kicked down all your childhood trophies, put your pictures face down. It's over for you, buddy.
Oh, it's done. But I deserve it after this.
If you'd like to witness Damon's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page at Headspin Game Show.
Thank you for tuning in. If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and slide into our DMs, y'all. I'll see you on the next episode of Headspin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Productions. Recorded in Hollywood, California. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Production support from Isaac Lucas. Music by The Math Club. Mixed by Sean Berman. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast.
That's Daddy Mac right there.
I know.
Is that Daddy Mac or Mac Daddy? Hey,